All right, prediction is a two-step process. A prediction study requires two steps, and if you screw up one or the other, it goes badly. You have got to have, in step one, a modeling sample. That modeling sample has got to have data on the criterion and the predictor. It sounds easy to say, but remember the reason we're trying to build the prediction equation is that we can't get the criterion data easily enough, soon enough, or ethically enough. But sometime you've got to put together a large representative sample that has both the predictor and the criterion. We figure out if there's a significant linear relationship. If there is, we build a model. Then we go applying things. But you've got to have that first, or you can't have the second. I was doing some work with Pepperidge Farm, trying to help them decide who to sell franchises to. By the way, do you know that Goldfish account for 40% of their profits? Not sales, profits. Because the difference between how much it takes to make a goldfish and how much we'll pay for it is frightening. Especially the little colored ones with smiles. We'll really throw down the jack for those. They brought me a 3.5-inch disc, back when 3.5-inch discs were cool. And I put it in my laptop, back when laptops were cool. Now they're useful, but they were cool then. I was in a room with 9 people who had 7-figure salaries, and I had the only laptop because the department bought it for me. And I said, what is this? That's our data. That's all of our franchise data for the last however many years. Hundreds of franchise owners, hundreds of data points on each one. I said, oh, I can model my ass off with this. All right, what variable in here is the criterion? I didn't say it that way. What variable in here tells me which were the successful franchises and which ones weren't? They said, oh, we're not sure. We've never really decided what a successful and unsuccessful franchise is. We just want you to predict the new people who will be successful. This is why statisticians are bold. And we're not bold up here. No, you grab it with both hands on the side. Well, later in the course, when we talk about cluster analysis, I'll tell you how we solved this. I was able to take some measures out of there, and I said, tell me things you care about, and did a cluster analysis and said, here, you've had these 5 kinds of franchises. Who do you like? Said, we like that one, and the rest of them can go away. Now I have a criterion variable. But $40,000 worth of predictors don't do you any good. You have to have the modeling sample with the criterion variable in it somewhere. Not that, not that. All right.